The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Welcome to this week's Soap Opera Digest. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Pete Peek, reading today from the August 25th issue of Soap Opera Digest to keep you up to date on all of your favorite characters and soap opera news. Today's first story, the flashback, The Bold and Beautiful's Ridge and Brook Made Love and Other Big Soap Moments from August the 25th by Mara Levinsky. Ridge and Brooke Logan made love for the first time on The Bold and Beautiful. Phyllis Summers pleaded with the judge to reconsider Daniel Romolotti's guilty verdict on The Young and Restless. General Hospital exec Sam McCall and Jason Morgan fell back into one another's arms and other memorable moments on August the 25th. In 1988, one of The Bold and Beautiful's signature couples, Ridge Forrester and Brooke Logan, made love for the first time. The two had met in the early days of the show, which premiered in 1987, and were involved in a love triangle with Carolyn Spencer, who briefly wound up married to Ridge's brother, Thorn Forrester. Ridge and Caroline tied the knot in 1990, sending Brooke into the arms of Ridge's father, Eric Forrester. When Caroline passed away in 1990, Ridge romanced Taylor Hayes, and they wed in 1992. Ridge and Brooke made the first of many trips to the altar in 1994. In 2005, on The Young and Restless, after Daniel Romolotti was found guilty of vehicular homicide following the death of Cassie Newman, his anguished mother, Phyllis Summers, pleaded with the judge to reconsider. The judge gave her permission to speak, but warned her, "Understand that the guilt or innocent phase of this trial is over. It's going to be pointless for you to try to convince me that your son didn't do it." Undeterred, Phyllis told him, "I know a little bit about jail, and I know that it's a place where good people go and they become bad people, and bad people go and they become really bad people. But you see, Daniel, my son, he gets it. He gets it. He's learned what happened that night. And it's never going to happen again. And it's going to stay with him forever, right? Right, Daniel? It's going to stay with you forever. See? So he knows he has to be careful now, and he understands that life is precious and it's fragile. And regardless of who was driving, that doesn't even matter. My son has changed, and that's the point I'm making. You don't have to keep on changing him. You don't have to keep on trying to change him." In 2009, General Hospital Sam McCall and Jason Morgan, who had broken up, made love while searching for two of Sonny Corinto's kids, Christina and Michael, who had run away from Cancun. In 2011, Robin Strasser aired for the final time on ABC in the iconic role of One Life to Live's Dorian Lord. Strasser was the third actress to portray her, following Nancy Pinkerton and Claire Malice. Her first stint in Landview lasted from 1979 to 1987, and she returned from 1993 to 2000 and from 2003 to 2011. In 1982, she won the Daytime Emmy for Outstanding Lead Actress for her portrayal of Dorian. Strasser briefly played Dorian again on the short-lived 2013 internet reboot of One Life to Live. In 2017, Julian Jerome was sentenced to 20 years in prison on General Hospital for a wide range of crimes, despite his compelling testimony that he had been acting on the behest of his sister, Olivia Jerome, who had threatened the lives of his family members. As he was led away, Julian urged a sobbing Alexis, his ex-wife, to forget him. In our next story today, check it out, General Hospital Weekly Recap, Jason and Britt Reunite, Maxie Collapses, Drew's Enemy List Grows, by Mara Levinsky. Maxie collapsed on the Home and Heart set after applying some of Deception's new product to her face. She was rushed to GH and her family and friends feared the worst when she failed to regain consciousness. At Maxie's bedside, Spinelli begged her to wake up and vowed to propose to her once she did. Lucas broke the news to Felicia, Mac, and the rest of Maxie's loved ones that an unidentified enzyme had been found in Maxie's bloodstream. Anna speculated that perhaps Maxie had been poisoned. Emma was among the many who were upset and worried over Maxie's condition. Emma and Gio shared a close moment as he promised to be there for her, just as she had been there for him. Frenemy territory. Nina and Carly had a knockdown, drag-out fight over Nina's failure to disclose her affair with Drew, and Nina wound up in the pool. The ice between Lulu and Obrecht thawed as they came together to support Maxie's kids, Lulu and Brooklyn, also called a truce in light of Maxie's health crisis. Justin was hiding at Sonny's when Drew stopped by, and she heard every word of his attempt to blackmail Sonny. Justin vowed to Sonny that she would find a way to bring Drew to justice, and their bond deepened. Later, Justin approached Anna about opening an investigation into the potentially corrupt activities of Congressman Drew Kane. Marco and Sidwell agreed that Drew might be becoming a liability. Drew beseeched Willow to let him help her get her kids back. Nina was aghast after spying Willow and Drew in a hug, and she ordered Rick to persuade Willow that the court would frown upon her having any continued involvement with Drew. Christina lashed out at Willow when Willow tried to enlist her as a character witness. Liz urged Christina to show Willow the same grace Liz had showed Christina. Willow decided she had no choice but to accept Drew's offer to help her regain access to Wiley and Amelia. International intrigue. Jason and Britt's emotional reunion ended with a stalemate as she wouldn't give up any information about why she was at the Five Poppies and insisted she didn't need rescuing. When Britt found out that Pascal knew the WSB had infiltrated the resort, though she worried about Jason's safety and showed up at his villa. Brennan's guilt over sending Jocelyn into a danger zone behind Carly's back deepened when Carly opened up about her grief over her son Morgan's death. Vaughn offered comfort to Jocelyn after she offered his would-be assassin, leading the duo to hit the sheets. Post-hookup, Josh convinced Vaughn not to tell Brennan that their cover had been blown just yet, certain that she would be able to get intel out of Britt. Josh was shocked when she saw Jason on the property. A gun-wielding Pascal caught up to Josh and called her out as a WSB agent, hinting that he'd already gotten to Vaughn. Justice is served. While Michael, Sonny, and Diane were strategizing about Drew's efforts to get Michael arrested for assaulting a sitting public official, Michael shared his theory that Willow was behind the strange things that had been happening with baby Daisy. Despite all that he stood to lose financially if Drew fired him, Martin decided against corroborating Drew's false statement about Michael's alleged assault on him, effectively killing Drew's shot at seeing Michael placed under arrest. Diane picked up on the vibes between Sonny and Justin and wondered to Sonny if he was getting played. Curtis enlisted Alexis to provide legal counsel to Stella as she faced allegations of perpetuating insurance fraud. Curtis came to realize that Drew had orchestrated the investigation after learning from Martin how Stella had helped him with his insurance issue and vowed to put on an end to Drew's plot. Too hot to handle. Ava was livid when she spied Rick and Liz lunching together and filed away the info Nina slipped to her, that she was paying Rick to represent Willow, which Liz thought Rick was doing out of the kindness of his heart. Rick told Alexis that if she gave him one more payment, he'd stop blackmailing her, and Alexis kept to herself that Ava had offered her the same deal. A heart-to-heart with Tracy led Cody to realize he wanted to begin living an honest life, and he prepared to tell Ava the truth about why he was pursuing her, but he stopped short of actually doing so. Ava admitted to Cody that she'd been encouraging his flirtation to get under Rick's skin. Molly acknowledged that she had feelings for Cody and went to the stables to test the waters with him, only to find him in a hot and heavy makeout session with Ava. In our next story today, the tune-in alert, Beyond the Gate spoilers, I'm Not in the Habit of Leaving Loose Ends, by Diane Brunstein. Moving on up, the action in the Beyond the Gate spoilers preview video for the week of August the 25th opens at the Fairmont Crest Country Club. Leslie is sitting on the couch with her daughter Ava by her side. The two women are looking for a new home in the exclusive zip code and want Vanessa to help them find it. I need to stake my claim on Fairmont Crest as soon as possible, Leslie says, as she spies Ted having a meal close by. Moving on out, the scene switches to the Dupree home, where Leslie has made herself an unwanted guest. Bill looks to Vernon and asks, "May I?" Vernon quickly answers, "Be our guest." Always the fixer, Bill quickly picks up Leslie, who is screaming, as Anita watches with an icy stare. "Unhand me, demon," Leslie yells at Bill, as Bill throws her out of the house. A warning delivered. Vanessa and Joey are sharing a drink at Uptown, but the tension between them doesn't appear to be a sexual nature at this time. "You've seen things, Vanessa," Joey says, his tone extremely chilly, "and I'm not in the habit of leaving loose ends," he adds. Vanessa shoots a look at him. "Are you threatening me?" she asks. Father knows best. At their apartment, Martin is trying to make a point with his daughter, Samantha, but she's not having it. "You can't stop me from growing up," she tells him as gently as she can. "Samantha, there are dangers everywhere," he warns her. Considering what their family has been through recently, she should know this already. Danger erupts. Nicole delivers deeply upsetting news. "Chelsea's not at the club," she tells Danny and Bill. Distraught, Danny leans on her ex-husband and tells him, "Bring her home." Still shaken, she collapses against him as Bill holds her close. And elsewhere, Chelsea is chained to a bed and screams, "Somebody, please help me." See it all for yourself in the previews. Let us know what you think is going to happen in the comments section, and be sure to check out our First Look Gallery for a sneak peek at what's happening on all of the soaps this week, including Beyond the Gates. In our next story today, the tune-in alert, the Days of Our Lives spoilers. In my opinion, it was all too convenient, by Diane Brunstein. Eyes are opened. The action in this Days of Our Lives spoilers preview for the week of August 25th begins as Philip opens his eyes in bed. Suddenly, he is shaken awake when he hears Gabby saying, "Morning." He looks over and sees her on the pillow next to his. "Well, hello there," he says. The scene quickly switches to the Hernandez home. Javi is there. "Okay, you have to tell me everything," he says to Gabby, as Gabby is heard saying, "I don't know where I stand with either of them." She is seen kissing both Philip and his half-brother, Xander. Philip is also having fun with Belle. He leans in and asks, "What are you going to do with your day off?" Knowing she's been weighed down for weeks with Johnny's attempted murder trial, which has finally wrapped up, Belle looks at her ex and says, "What do you suggest?" Thrilled to be asked, Philip says, "I suggest we play hooky together." The two are seen running out of his hotel room quickly. Lips are sealed. Speaking of Johnny's trial, where Kristen took the blame for being the one who shot her brother EJ, it's all Chad wants to talk about with EJ. The two sit together on the couch in the DeMera mansion, and as EJ tells him, "She's publicly confessed to shooting me," Chad quickly says, "but it doesn't add up." Later, at the Spectator office, Chad confides in Leo about his lingering doubts. Leo tells him, "In my opinion, It was all too convenient. And the truth, Brady is determined to uncover the truth about what's going on with Sophia after her slip in referring to the baby as him instead of her. She goes to Steve with his suspicions. "I have a gut feeling that Sophia isn't telling us everything that happened," he tells Steve. Will the private investigator be able to get to the bottom of it? It's coming for everyone. Marlena opens a door and is met by Susan Banks. "Whatever is going on with you, it's gotten even worse," Susan proclaims. Marlena appears distinctly displeased as she listens to what the woman is saying. At the Brady pub, Holly pointedly warns Sophia about staying away from Tate. "If you think you're going to steal my boyfriend, you better think again," Holly declares as she kisses Tate, keeping her eye fixed on Sophia to make her point unmistakably clear. Also making a point is Gwen. "Enjoy your happiness," she tells Leo, poking him playfully on the nose before adding with a smirk, "while it lasts." See it all for yourself in the previews. Let us know what you think is going to happen in the comments section, and be sure to check out our First Look gallery for a sneak peek at what's happening on all of the soaps this week, including Days of Our Lives. And our next story today, the tune-in alert for the Young and Restless spoilers, "I Just Want to Know the Truth" by Diane Brunstein. Needing answers, things are getting interesting in the Young and Restless spoilers for the week of August the 25th. Lily meets with Holden on a bench in Chancellor Park. She wants answers, and she thinks the man who has been closer to Kane longer than anyone else over the past 6 years may be the one to give her the answers. "I just want to know the truth," Lily insists. "If you think I know Kane's overall plan, then you are wrong," Holden says. "I find that very hard to believe," Lily says. "It may be hard to believe, but Lily has no way to prove it is true." What will her next move be? Tough talk. Victor pays a visit to Kane in his train car and immediately sets out putting Kane on edge by insulting his late father, Colin. "Seems to have been your father's last great swindle," Victor says. "What are you saying?" Kane asks. "I'm saying that all of this, all the buying up of property around Genoa City, is all a result of dirty money," Victor asserts. How will Kane react to Victor's attack on what he's accomplished and on Colin? Lingering doubts. Claire has been trying to make sense of the tidbits Audra has been dropping, along with what her own eyes have been seeing since Audra and Kyle returned from Kane's estate. "Kyle, is there anything you haven't told me about your time in Nice with Audra? Anything at all?" Claire asks. In our next story today, the tune-in alert. The episode guide for The Bold and Beautiful, Beyond the Gates, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, and The Young and Restless for the week of August the 25th. From Beyond the Gates, on Beyond the Gates on Monday, August the 25th, the Duprees are frantic when they discover one of their own has gone missing. Meanwhile, Samantha and Martin have some father-daughter bonding time. On Tuesday, August the 26th, the hostage situation intensifies. Anita Vernon and Kat take matters into their own hands, and Andre spies a close moment between Danny and Bill. Martin makes a deal with the devil on Wednesday, the 27th, and Leslie ruffles some feathers. Naomi leans on her husband, and Madison issues an apology. On Thursday, August the 28th, Vanessa has news to share with the Duprees. Jacob and Kat follow a promising lead, Derek opens up to Ashley, and an unlikely duo exchange wedding vows. The kidnapper has another insane demand for their hostage on Friday, August the 29th, and Ted surprises Leslie with an intriguing proposal, while Thomas offers to help Ava, and Nicole has an upsetting update for her son. On The Bold and Beautiful, on Monday, August the 25th, the episode of The Bold and Beautiful, Will is confused about the previous night. Carter's proposal to Hope is interrupted by Ridge, and Bill helps Liam figure out what he wants. Will struggles with guilt over a drunken night that he can't remember on Tuesday, August the 26th, and Liam makes a heartfelt plea to Hope, and Ridge and Carter make a pact. Hope confesses everything to Deacon on Wednesday, August the 27th, and Will goes to Sheila on Thursday the 28th, and desperate to put together his memories, Liam is determined to reunite his family on Friday, August the 29th, and Carter is ready to elope with Hope. On Days of Our Lives, on Monday, August the 25th, as Brady interrogates Kristen, Marlena tries to comfort and upset Rachel. Ari has questions for Gabby on Tuesday, August the 26th, and things get awkward between Alex and Jada. On Wednesday, August the 27th, Kayla offers a motherly suggestion to Stephanie as Brady shares his theory with Steve about what really happened. Marlena offers a sympathetic ear when Sarah needs to vent on Thursday, August the 28th, and Alex shares some advice with Xander. On Friday, August the 29th, Holly and Sophia face off, and Gwen lashes out at Leo. From General Hospital, on Monday, August the 25th, Jason makes a request. Maxie's loved ones get difficult news. Rick gets a shock. Martin briefs Laura, and Alexis loses her cool. Ava issues a warning on Tuesday, August the 26th. Lucy confides in Sidwell. Brennan is conflicted. Michael meets with Molly, and Cody opens up to Dante. On Wednesday, August the 27th, Portia doesn't like what she sees. Willow makes an offer. Gio and Marco find common ground. Molly confronts Christina, and Brooklyn is encouraged. Sonny offers reassurance on Thursday, August the 28th. Trina makes a discovery. Gio and Dante connect. Portia crosses a line, and Drew puts the screws to Michael. On Friday, August the 29th, Britt becomes suspicious. Stellis shares her fears. Trina asks Kai for help, and Elizabeth is taken aback, and Carly receives an offer. From The Young and Restless, on Monday the 25th of August, Victor turns the tables on Kane. Nick and Adam put their differences aside to help their family, and Lily interrogates Holden. Kane reveals details about his time away from Genoa City on Tuesday, August the 26th. And on Wednesday, the 27th, Nate makes a confession to Devin. Lily is reminded of her past with Kane, and Nick does damage control with Phyllis. Victor and Jack trade barbs over family matters on Thursday, August the 28th, and Kyle makes a bold move, and Victoria worries about Claire's future. On Friday, August the 29th, Nikki makes a big change at Chancellor. Armanda returns home to a new assignment, and Billy tells Jack about Kane's latest plan. In our next story today, the flashback. Kathleen Gotti debuted as Leslie Obrecht on General Hospital and other big soap opera moments from August the 24th by Mara Levinsky. Daytime Emmy winner Larry Gates made his Guiding Light debut as H.B. Lewis. Gina Tognani aired for the final time as One Life to Live's Kelly Kramer. Kathleen Gotti made her General Hospital debut as Leslie Obrecht and other memorable soap opera moments that took place on August the 24th. In 1983, Larry Gates made his Guiding Light debut as H.B. Lewis. The actor, who passed away in 1996, remained with the show until his death and, in 1985, won the Outstanding Supporting Actor Prize at the Daytime Emmys. Zimmer, whose character was at one point married to HB, recalled to Soap Opera Digest in 2014, "One day we were waiting to do a scene and they kept calling him and finally you hear the stage door open and slam. He walks out onto the studio floor with his 10-gallon Stetson hat on, his shirt and his leather vest with his bolo tie that he always wore, and red boxer shorts and his cowboy boots, he said, "I split my pants. They're sewing them up, but I'm more than happy to do this scene in my underwear, if that's what the big hurry is." So we rehearsed the scene with him in boxer shorts, and somewhere that's on tape. He would do stuff like that all of the time. He was just the greatest guy in the world. In 2011, Gina Tononi aired for the final time as One Life to Live's Kelly Kramer. Tononi originated the role of Kelly in 1995 and left the show for the first time in 2001. She returned briefly in 2002, then came back again in 2010. In between Landview stints, Tononi played Dinah Marler on Guiding Light, earning 2 Daytime Emmys for Outstanding Supporting Actress. After wrapping up One Life to Live for good, she also won a Daytime Emmy as Outstanding Lead Actress for her work as Phyllis Sumners on The Young and Restless. Reflecting on her experience with One Life to Live as a guest on Soap Opera Digest podcast, Dishing with Digest, Tononi said in 2019, "I met some of my best friends there, Aaron Torpy, who played Jessica, Darlene Vogel, who played Melanie, and I still stay in touch with the cameraman. Cassie DePavia, I'm still in touch with him. It was such formative years. I learned everything I could think of as far as television at One Life to Live. Just the basics. I'm just so grateful to all of them." In 2012, General Hospitals introduced Kathleen Gotti as Dr. Liesl Obrecht. Gotti told Soap Opera Digest in 2019, "I designed Dr. Obrecht as someone who always has her clipboard, her red Sharpie, her very neat hairdo, and very strong and uptight body language. A little too highly strung and a little bit too much of a perfectionist." In 2015, Chris McKenna made his final appearance on The Young and Restless as disgraced and murderous cop Mark Harding, who was revealed to have killed Austin Travers and Courtney Sloan. In the episode, Harding was shot dead by Paul Williams. The actor admitted to Soap Opera Digest that when he learned Harding was the murderer, "I was surprised at first and had to digest it. Honestly, I thought it could be him, and then I didn't. So, yeah, I was back and forth, but I didn't know for sure. It certainly occurred to me that Harding could be the killer, and at one point, I was positive. Then I went back to not being sure." Thank you for joining me today for Soap Opera Digest. I'm Pete Peake for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org. What happened to him and what he had done. But I just used that to make a convincing performance. He's mourning himself as well because he's not the man he thought he was. And on one hand, I had to mourn the character who I came to love. And at the same time, that's what Harding was feeling. During the time I've been on the show, you didn't see different sides of him. So near the end, you get to see him actually be broken and sad and filled with regret and conflict. But still, that hard ass you got to know. It was nice to make that all work. In 2021 on General Hospital, Nina Reeves realized that her goose was cooked when Peter August showed up at the Tan O in Nixon Falls and discovered Nina with a very much alive Sonny Corinthos. Sonny, of course, was presumed dead back in Port Charles at the time. Suffering from amnesia, he was going by the name Mike and had struck up a friendship with Nina that turned into a romance. Peter used this information as leverage against a cornered Nina.